We on Daf Chavov Amid Beis. Let us again start from the Mishnah. Tomid Korev Betisha Basora Baachad Oso Bishneim Oso Leipoches Vela Yoysel. The Tomid that we're speaking about from the Hiloches Eivorim and further, sometimes there are 9 Kahanim, sometimes 10, 11, and 12. Keitzat Atzmoi Betes. The Kolben Tomid alone, we have the 5 Kahanim, which bring the Eivorim, and then we have the Kravayim, the Seiles, the Chavitin, and the Yayin, so that's 9. Bechag Biyad Echot Sleichi Shalmayim. Sukkis, by the Tomid Shal Shachar, there was a 10th person that brought a tzleiche shalmayim for nisach hamayim, arei kan asore. Beino abayim, by the tomid shal beino abayim, during the year, ba'achad oso. There was 11 kahanim. Hu atzmai betisha. The tomid, again, we have 9. Ushnayim biyodom shnei gzirei eitzim. By the tomid shal beino abayim, there were 2 kahanim. Each koyen brought down 1 gozir of 8 to put on the maroche. So we have, each evening there was 11. By the Tomid Shobein Abayim. B'Shabbos, B'Achadoso. Who? Shabbos, during the year, there was also 11. Atzmai B'Tisha, Ushnaim, B'Yodom, Shnei, B'Zichei, Levoino, Shel Lechem Aponim. There were 2 that brought Shnei, B'Zichei, Levoino. U'B'Shabbos, Shebesoy Chachag, if you heard it was Shabbos, so we had 11, and it was B'Sei Chachag, B'Yadecha Tzleiche Shalmayim, so then we had 12. So the most we could have is 12, and this could only occur Shabbos Shebesei Chachag. Tomit Korev, so Rashi says, Mishas Eilochas Eivorim Ve'Eilach Kochoshiv, Atzmoi, so from the Lochas Eivorim and Vaitem, Atzmoi B'chol Yoim B'Tisha. Chamisha leivorim, ve'echad lekrovayim, ve'echad leseiles, ve'echad for the mincha, ve'echad lachvitim, for the chvite kain godol, ve'echad leyayin, for the nisuch hayayin. So Rashi says, v'ho ke Rabbeleza ben Yaakov, this Mishnah is going according to Rabbeleza ben Yaakov, the leslei chad lahalois mikevish lemizbeach. He says, according to Rabbeleza ben Yaakov, we are according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the same ones who were male mina oretz lekevesh, they were later male mikevesh lemizbeach. So there's only 9, but not according to Rabbi Elazar. So there'd be 1 more koyin. The lesle he doesn't hold chad lahalois mikevesh lemizbeach. So we see from Rashi, and we'll see later in Rashi in the Gemara also, that the Chilkim and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov rash that there is a besondere pious min hakevesh lemizbeach. This was done with 1 koyin. 1 koyin took up everything which was mesudar on the kevesh. He took up everything that was makter this on the mizbeach. So then Rashi says, so according to him, there should be 10. But according to the Mishnah, going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, bechag shetzorich shnei nesachin. Echad shel yain ve'echad shel maim, so we're moisif another nisuch. B'yad koin echad sleiches achad shel maim. Bein ha'albayim. Shebechol yoim, shnayim biyodom shnei gzirei eitzim. So there were 2 more kehanim. Lohoisif alatzim arocha l'arboi. So b'gmore yalef lo mikro. Shebein ha'albayim tzorech atomid shnei gzirim b'shnei kehanim. Aber b'shaches leiboi sido shnei gzirim ele b'koyin echad, t'chsiv u'bir oleo akoyin. And we'll see by the Tomish Abayin Abayin, there's a loshen rab. B'shabesh b'sachag, arei shneim also, then that's the only hechetimtze that you have 12 kahanim, shabesh b'sachag. Yeah. Zok the Gemara. Omer Rab Abe, v'iteime Romi Balchome, v'iteime Rab Yechanim. Ein menaschim mayim bechag elo betomid shol shachar. So they said that that's zicher that there was a nisach hamayim by the tomid shel shachar, but he say only by the tomid shel shachar, not by the tomid shel bein arbayim. Mimai, how do we see this? Midiktoni ubishabes shebesoich achag. The Tana wanted to make a hechatimtza of 12 kahanim, so the only way you could have 12 kahanim is Shabbos Sukkis. So there you have 11, 9 plus 2 are for the bezichin, and then 1 for the tzleiche shalmai. Now if you would say, v'salke daitach betomit shalbein arbaim menaschim, if you'll say that by the tomid shel bein arbayim there also was a nisach hamayim, like there was a nisach shel yayim, is b'chel nami mashkachas lo. So you could have 12 the whole sukkis. Because bein arbayim you have 11 because of the shnei gzirei etzim. And if it's b'seich achag, you'd have 12. So memele from our Mishnah, that the Mishnah could only find a case that there are 12 only b'shabesh b'seich achag, vayseis the whole nisach hamayim was only by the Tomid Shol Shach. Zogt Rashi, Mimai Medektoni Ubishabitz, Michlal de Shaye Moisachag, Loi Motso Sheyitain Shnei Mosi. He couldn't find that in the rest of the days of Sukkot there should be 12. The Amrit Af Bein Arbayim Menaschin Mayim Bechoil Shel Kol Yemoisachag. If you say that Bein Arbayim there's also Nisach Abayim, Ashkachas lo yud beis bein arbaim. So then you would have yud beis every day of the chag by the tomid shel bein arbaim. Atzmoi betisha. Ushnayim biyodom shnei gzirim vechad biyodim tzleiche shel mayim. Omar Rav Ashi afanan namitanin. So Rav Ashi brought another raya to this yisod that the nisach hamayim was only by the tomid shel shach. What's the raya? It says, Ulamanasech, Omaloi, Oimaloi Hagbe Yodecho. When the Kohen was Menasech, the Mayim, Ogabia Mizbeach, so they told him he should lift up his hand and we should see Klo what he's doing. Shepam Echot Nosach Ogabi Raglov. Once the Kohen was not Menasech, the Mayim in the Safolim, no, he just poured it out over his feet. And the om that was there, they stoned him with their esregim. So that is a raya that the nisach hamayim was only b'shachas. Now what is the raya? Let us see Rashi. Umenasach es hamayim oimoloi hagve yodecho, v'nira let us see sheta'are atzloiches l'seich safor shal kesef sha'al mizbeach. And we'll see how you're pouring into the Safo Shal Kesef. Shunokev kemin choytem dak, shayayim mekalech v'yoytzei boi b'hu anisuch. And they wanted to see how he's pouring the mayim into the Safo. Shepam achas nosach al raglov, lo'iro hatzloiches l'soich ha-Safo, no v'shofach ha-mayim ha-raglov. He poured out the water on his feet, lefi shahoyo tzedoiki, ve'einoi moide b'nisuch ha-mayim. So what's the raya that nisach hamayim is only b'shachas, but the tomid shel shachar is lo moli lemisni be'esrei geyim. That means that's for sure. When they came into the Beis Hamikdash, they didn't have stones in their pockets, and the only thing they had to throw on him was mustame esrei geyim. But it didn't have to be recorded l'doiris that they regamuhu b'esrei geyim. We could figure it out by the process of elimination. Why was it necessary for the Tana to record that the Siddoiki who was menasech the mayim was regamuhu b'esrei geyim? Im loy bo l'olam deinu, he wants to tell us aloche, shenisech hamayim ein ele b'shas natilas lulav. He wanted to tell us, that's what he's coming to tell us. That nisach hamayim is only, that's why he mentioned this. There's no legitimate reason to tell us that they were roigim in bes roigim. So it's just coming to tell us that the zman of nisach hamayim is the zman when yidn hob nes roigim by zich, and that is by tfilah shachar, by halal. That's why the Tana mentioned that they were roigim in Besregeim. There's a Moiridike Ritva over here. The Ritva asks Akasha, he says, the whole raya is, why did the Tana have to mention that they stoned him with Esregeim? So Akoch wants to tell us a halacha. V'dil menokat Esregeim, shleichoshu lechvoid mitzvah sa esrig, regamurbe. Maybe that's the chiddush. That means it's hooked to a mitzvah, the tzachevtze shall mitzvah the esrig, and to tell us, shleichoshu lechvoid mitzvah sa esrig. That's the chiddush. That's the chaps on esrig. Zogte ritva a teretz, a moiridike kanoistike ritva, the hope shita. You don't need a bereise to tell us. The given shehikiru by shehutze doiki, zeu kevoidoi shall esrig lekadish boy Hashem linions. You need a tani to tell you this? This is a kiddish Hashem to throw at a doiki, and this is the covet of the esrigs. You don't need the bereise to tell me this. So Kolchach, if he mentioned the Esreg, is coming to tell us that the Zman of Nisuch HaMayim is the Zman when the people have Esregim, and that is Shachas. I'm just wondering, I once asked the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Yankiv Zecheinu Lebroche, Kep Mesifte, I was once then Gaba in Kep Mesifte Altsbocha, it was very difficult to quiet the oilom. There was a hard table. You banged on the table, no one could hear you. But if you banged on a siddur, so then the oilom was able to hear. So yes, the Rosh Yeshiva, if you're allowed to bang on the siddur, this is the chakovet of the siddur, as Mazal Davinim Besa, that was the shaila. He told me, no, you're not allowed to. So I'm just wondering, if just like the Ritva says over here, that's a covet, Zekvoide shall esrig lekadish by Hashem. It's called a kiddush shem shemayim. So this is kvoide shall esrig, even though you're destroying the esrig. So lechere daf mevissen, if this is the kvoide of the siddur also, the ilam eshtul menfetam en yesh merab, whatever it is, unless for some reason we could be mechalik. Zog te gemore weiter. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoy Oimer, Minayin letomid shel bein abayim shetom shnei gzirei eitzim b'shnei kahanim. How do we know that the tomid shel bein abayim needs two kahanim? Shenema v'olchu eitzim. Eloshen rabim v'olchu eitzim. This is the beginning in Parshas Vayikra. Im ein oy inyin letomid shel shachar. This is not speaking about the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim of the Tomid Shal Shachar, because there's a special posik. Tachsivu Bier Oleho HaKoyen Eitzim. Baboiker, Baboiker, Boruch Oleho. So, Baboiker, by the Tomid Shal Shachar, it says already Bier Oleho HaKoyen Eitzim, two Eitzim. So we know that there's a din of Shnei Gzirei Eitzim by Boiker. Shnei Uinyin. So this posik is speaking about letomid shel bein abayim, and here it says already va'olchu aloshim rabim va'olchu eitzim. So two kahanim have to bring up the shnei gzirei eitzim. Frag the gemara ve'eime idi ve'idi betomid shel shachar. Maybe both of them are speaking about the tomid shel shachar. It says baboika. So maybe the second one is also speaking about the tomid shel shachar. Va'omar rachmone. Ovid v'hoder ovid. First you should bring shnei gzirei eitzim, and then nochamo you should bring shnei gzirei eitzim. It comes in two steps. Frag the gemara im kein neima kro ubier ubier. Why was the Torah mishana the loshen? So the gemara understood that it means why one that said a loshen rabbin. So, like the Gemara, because of one of beer, have a mean a chad, ein trei loy. Kamash malon, the navit chad, the navit trei. So the Gemara says, no, it's very good, it says a loshen rabim. That's akert. Everything is speaking about the tomid shel shachar. First, one koyin brings shnei gzirei eitzim, and then two kahanim brings shnei gzirei eitzim. But could be, it's only speaking about the tomid shel shachar. So the Gemara says, im kein neim akro, ubier, ubier, ru. Okay, if it's coming just to tell us first one kohen does and then two kohanim do it. So let it say the same lashon though. Inami va'orach va'orchu mai ubier va'orchu. It's mamish. Besides the shinui shal lashon rabim, it's a different lashon in ganzen. So Vayishtos is speaking about two different zmanim. That's why the Torah wanted to differentiate. Shema mino kidekom rino. Zogt Rashi. Rashi the psychical different gilsa be'ema de navid chad koyin echad yisad shnei gzirim baboike d'chsiv abir la koyin. And then the navid rei shuv yaviu shnei kahanim lasayish shnei gzireim. Oid baboike k'dersiv v'olchu shnei. Bi'er abiru yichtoiv shneim b'loshen echot. Zogt Gemara weiter. Toni rabchie payis pa'omim yud gimel. Sometimes there are yud gimel, pa'omim yud dalet, pa'omim tezvov, pa'omim tezayin. Like the Gemara v'hasanya yud zayin, we learned it sometimes the 17th. Ahi deloy karabalaza ben Yaakov, and Rashi's girsa is Elo kerabi Yehuda. Now let us see Rashi. Pa'omim yud gimel, kahanim asukim ba'avoida satomit, kedisnan be'masnisin be'paye shayni, yud gimel kahanim zoichim boy. Then we go back to the Shechita, and then we have the Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi. We have, in that Mishnah, we have 13 all together. So, Pa'omim, that's Pa'omim Yud Gimel. Pa'omim Yud Dalet, Bechag, B'yad Echad, Tzloichish Sholmai. Pa'omim Tesvov, B'Shabbos. Then we have we have 13 plus 2 because of the Shnei Bazichim. Pa'omim shisha also b'shabes shebesoich achag. So you have 13 plus 2 is 15 for the shnei bezichin, and then the tzloiche shalmayim is 16. Hochi garsinin v'hosanye shiva also. We learned that there's sometimes 17. And for the Gemara, hu loy kerab Eleza ben Yaakov, elo kerab Yehuda. Who Tane? This Tane that says that there are 17 kahanim, Islay oid kohen echot, hamala eivorim min hakevesh lemizbeach. So here we see klar again from Rashi, that is one more kohen. The mala mikevesh lemizbeach was not six kahanim, there was one kohen. If you don't know the Kabbalah of Ben Yaakov, so there's one kohen that was mala min hakevesh lemizbeach. Reikan Yud Zayin, Deloy Kerab Eleza Ben Yaakov, not like Rabbi Eleza Ben Yaakov. Elo Kerab Yehuda, so this Tana holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Oma Loy Hoyo Pious Lemachta. Rabbi Yehuda said that there was no pious for the Machta. Ba'al Kolchoch, so there was no pious for the Machta. Bal kochoch leslei the Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. We learned in the Gemara daf chavova medalot. Rabbi Yehuda held there was no pious lemachta. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov held there was no pious from the to be maled devorim in a kevish lemizbeach. Now there were four piouses. So Rabbi Yehuda. Is Chaylik Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, and he held that the fourth pious was Mimala Ivorim Mikavish Lemizbeach. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov held that the fourth pious was, for the Machte. The Imkain, Botzlu Payosis Kedamrina Lael. So Memela, who is the Tane? Or, Rashi means to say that Rabbi Yehuda al kochoch is chaylik on Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. So we're finding a Tana who is chaylik on Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. It has to be Rabbi Yehuda. Because if he's made it Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, you only have three payoses. The kempotzul of payoses kedem rinalel. Behutzach loy koyin min hakevesh lemizbeach. So memele, so this Tana, the Vasanya Yud Zayin is not like Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, And the Gemara says, who is the Tana that doesn't hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? This is Rabbi Yehuda. Before we go further, let us see Tosfos. Ahi deloy k'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, u deloy k'Rabbi Yehuda. Tosfos had a different girsa in our Gemara, that the Tana that said that there are 17, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Kachi ha-girse b'chol ha-svorim. That's the girse. Avol Rashi moichko v'goris elo k'Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. V'girse ha-svorim u'deloy k'Rabbi Yehuda. But the girse ha-svorim is deloy k'Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosfos hazay. Nira li leforish v'asanya yudzayim. Now, Perish b'chol boiker hoyu yudzayin l'chol apochis. That not the way Rashi says, that according to Rashi, we're starting off with 13, and then the 13, which is in the second pious, and then we're making, if it was Shabbos, and then it was Seichachag. Vasanya Yud Zayin. We learned that this Yud Zayin Kahanim Perish Bechol Boike Hoya Yud Zayin L'chol Apoches. Not for Shabbos, not for Chag. Each day there was Yud Zayin. Le Meshkaches Lo. Now how are you going to get Yud Zayin Kahanim? Elo im kein chashavte kol hakahanim hazoichin b'chol apayos. It's not just going by the pious hasheni. We're going to add up all the kahanim who were zoichin all the payoses. Now, so how do we get this? The haino yud gimel hazoichin betomet. So we have 13. V'chad betrumas hadeshin. The first pious was the pious of trumas hadeshin. It's 14. V'chad hamala eivorim mikevesh lemizbeach. That's 15. That's not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. In Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, there was those who were mala to the kevesh, they were mala. So we have 15. Utrei, and we have 2, diktores udemachte. And now we have in the 217, so the Gemara knew these 17 are speaking about every day. There's a Tana that holds every day there are 17 Kahanim, which are Zoiche through all the Payoses. So in order to add up 17, we have to have the Machte, and we have to have Male Minakevish Lemizbeach. V'hainu, deloy k'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So that's not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said there was no pious from Imala min HaKevish l'mizbeich. Or deloy k'Rabbi Yehuda. Deloy Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, botzulu chad, demay lo yivor mikevish l'mizbeich. Rabbi Yehuda botzulu chad, demach. Uma she'iksho Rashi. Now Rashi asked the kashe, that we'll see, we skipped over this chelik in Rashi. But Rashi asked the kash. Uma sheiksho Rashi. Amai koma deloy k'Rabbi Yehuda. Why did it say deloy k'Rabbi Yehuda? Nehei deloy havi payis lemachto. Afilu, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. And we'll say there wasn't a payis lemachto. Obo koyin miyahave. But there was a koyin that brought up the machto. V'im kein ike yudzayim. So Rashi asked the kasha, why do you need to say the loike Rabbi Yehuda? We're just saying over here there were yudzayim kehanim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, by the macht, Rabbi Yehuda im eloi hoye payis lemacht, al kain shezocha b'kteiras im lezeh shima yischeim hi b'macht. Fine, there wasn't a payis. But Al Kaponim, we just have to find 17 Kahanim. So we can find 17 Kahanim, afilu according to Rabbi Yehuda also. That was Rashi's Kasha. Now, before we go further, let us see Rashi in the Veinik. Va'ani shamatiya, that's where we had stopped off in Rashi. Va'ani shamatiya bilshaynais acheres. That means, Rashi said, his pshat with the Yud Zayin, and according to Rashi pshat, it's speaking about Shabbos and Sukkot, Shechal Boy, and we're just missing one more, so we added on the Mimala Mekevish L'Mizbeach. Vanisha Matiya Boshainis Acheire. So this is the Taisus pshat, that the 17 means, not speaking about Shabbos and Sukkot, we're speaking about all the payoses will end up with 17 kehanim. V'yevsha lahamido, Sarashi says, I don't know pshat in this girse. Let us see the Agos Marav Ranshebek. De'i ashme'ina lei. The Rabbi Yehuda, or the Ishamina lei. The Ishamina lei, the Rabbi Yehuda lei, a pious lamacht. If we know that Rabbi Yehuda also wasn't a pious lamacht, and we have to find the 17th coin is the macht. Loi Shamina lei doma lei hoye coin lamacht. He never said that there wasn't a koyin lamachta. Al areyu oime koyin shezoche bektoires, oime lozesh, oime detzloi, zechei imi bemachta. So memeila, why do you have to say the loy kerab Yehuda? Why do you say the loy kerab Yehuda? The Baraisa said there are 17 kehanim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's also 17 kehanim. So memeila, so he go according to Rabbi Yehuda also. Abel, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, shemini lo yidom aloi hoye koyin lahalei seivori mi kevish lemizbeich, abel ein atzman shelum lo kevish hoye mal lemizbeich. So therefore, so seems Rashi's kasha on this pshat was, why do you have to say, if you want to find 17 kehanim each day, so I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can also find 17 kehanim. According to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, you can't find 17 kehanim because you don't have Mimale, Mikavish Lamizbeach, according, that was one of the Kahanim, according to the Chilkim Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, you only have 16 Kahanim. But it could go according to Rabbi Yehuda, and you'll have 17 Kahanim, even though you won't have a pious on the 17th coin, but you'll have 17 Kahanim. Now, let us see, now let's go back to, that was Rashi's Kash, and then let's see Nochemol and Taisvis. Umashe hiksha Rashi, that what Rashi asked, am I come out the loike Rabbi Yehuda? Why did the Gemara say it's not like Rabbi Yehuda? Nehei do loi havi pais lemachto, koyin miya havi, but there was a koyin, vim kein ika yudzayin, so there are 17 kehanim. Now, before we go further, Taisus can make a whole cheshbin that he means that there was a pais for 17 kehanim. Taisus is making a cheshbin. But I don't understand what the need of a cheshbon is. Let us just see the Baraisa. The Baraisa says, Toni Rabchiye, Pais. We're speaking about a Pais. Pomim Yud Beis, Pomim Yud Dalet, Pomim, etc. Vasanya Yud Zayin. So Vasanya Yud Zayin is going at what Rabchiye said. So Bazich is speaking about that there was a Pais for 17 Kahanim. So Vashteich Nisht. So I don't understand what Rashi is asking, what Taisus is going to say this. That he's speaking about 70 kehanim a day pious, but it's the Gemara says this, that he's speaking about a pious for 17 kehanim. But Al Kapanim, let us go back to Taisus. So Taisus says, Omashik Sharashi, my comma, the loik abiyude, nehei, the lehave, pious lemachte, koin mi yahave, bim kain ika yudzain, so there are yudzain. Nire li, so Taisus says, the pshita lei la shasta yudzayin de koma haina oisam she zoichem al yudei pais. That the 17 means with the pais. Why? How do you know means 17 with the pais? Dakati tuva have it. There's more than 17. Hamavshit, vaminateyach, veilochas eitzim lemarochem. So memele, so why is it 17? We have already another 3. Maybe he's not speaking about those koshev bezol, but koshev shoichet. So he's speaking about something that's also koshev bezol. Shoichet is koshev bezol, but afal pikin, this is one of the 17. Ela al kochoch loiko koshev, ela hanach shezoich na yedei pious. So he didn't mention the mavshit in the menateyach. And Sal Kolchok, the Sheikh, and he did mention Sal Kolchok, the criteria is, those who are Zeichai de Pais, he does mention. Lanach she Zeichai de Pais, ubimachte, le Rabbi Yudah, le Havi Pais Klau, ki de Frishis Lel, there wasn't a Pais. So Memele, for Emphat Rashi's Kash, Rashi says there were 17 Kahanim, so Tosfos, you're right that there were 17 Kahanim, but here it means 17 Kahanim Aydeya Pais, there wasn't 17 Kahanim Aydeya Pais. Fine. Now, I don't understand another thing. Tosfos and the Chof Heyomet Beis, B'dib Ramaschel Toshma, had said, Amoyredi Kezach, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Loihoya, Rabbi Yehuda Ima Loihoya Pais Lamachta, Lekoyin Shezocha Bekteres Oymar Loze Sheimoy Zechei Imi Bemachta. Now, Tosfos is medayik from that Loshin, that this is different than all the other Paioses. All the other payoses, let's say this one was the Sheikhet and the one next to him got the next avoid. So pshat is that everyone won through a payas. Now, as if the payas gigangan, he was the first and second by the gigangan. Here it says a very interesting lotion. So Taisu says that be'emison, if this koyin had wanted to, he didn't hear, he could have brought the macht himself. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, Loshan Tosfos, Iboi, Elabedate de Koyin, Shezoche Bekteiris Tal Yemilse. Iboi, Iyu, Obidakoil. If he wanted to, he could bring the Macht also. Shokel Kteiris, Vishokel Machte. He could do it. Miu mishim de triche milse ktsas uche de milse habe sho yoime la achers chayimi bemachte. It was a little tirches, he told someone else. The rogel ha yoleim aloise shay mit etzlei limine mishim evish leik bido achere molo. U miu mjilze lishanis oshus beyodoi lasi su batzme akil. If he wanted to, he could do everything himself. That's how Tosfos learned Pshat according to Rabbi Yehuda. So according to the way Tosfos understood Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda, Sarashi's Kasha finds sich neton, you don't have 17 Kahanim. You have 16 Kahanim. Since Lemaise, there's no need that the Kohen who was Zeich in the Ktoiris, he could bring the Macht himself. See, there's no 17 Kahanim. There's 16 Kahanim. If he wants to tell someone else to do it, the Bechol HaKovet, but there's no number of 17. So don't understand, L'chaytaisis L'shitasi could have very easily fa'emfeld Rashi's Kasha. V'girse shebisvorim hi keperish rach. This girse is taka barach's girse. So Mamela, it's very good. We're speaking about, not about special days, we're speaking about every day there are 17. There are 17 Kahanim al Yedei Pais. And that is the Loike Rabbi Yehuda or the Loike Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Ve'ein lahag shoyis mohoda oma le'el. The Gemara said before, im ashkachas tane de islei chomesh. The Gemara said, if you'll find a tane that holds, there are 5 payoses, so he holds not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and not like Rabbi Yehuda. Aber weiß doch euch, that the Shas had never found such a Tana. No, im Eschkachas Tana, Mashma der Shas, le have a Mashkech Tana, the Islei Hei Payosen. Frag doch Teusis, wo Tana der Hoche, we have here a Tana. The Islei Yudzayim, Islei Hei Payosen, he holds their Hei Payosen. Yeshloimel, so the loshna of Yishkachas Tan is very shvel. Yeshloimel lalakati la yoda loho braise doche. So Tosfos says the Gemara then did not know of this braise. Einach nam if you know of this braise, so you see, klar there's a tane that holds not like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Gevuras Ari taines on Tosfos. He taines he doesn't understand what Tosfos kasha is. He says because be'emison. It could very well be that the pious for the machta was the pious hagimul, k'teiris o machta begimul. There was a pious there. And the law from the Kevish Mizbech was the Payis Adalit, so there's no hechech whatsoever that there was five payoses. The Gemara says, if you don't find that Tana that holds there is five payoses, that's a kochach, he held that the Payis of the Machta was not together with the Ketoiris, so Mamela, then we'll have to make five payoses. But it's not muchach at all that this Tana holds that there were five payoses. This Tana held there was a pious for the Machte, there was a pious for Mimala, Mikavish, Lemizbech, but there could be four payoses. The pious of the Machte was together with the Ktoiris, that was the third pious, and the fourth pious was, the Mimala, Mikavish, Lemizbech. That's the Gvuras Aris Kasha and Toisvis. Now there's a lot of Tosfos Yeshonim. Let us learn the Tosfos Yeshonim. Tomid Korev Betes, Seida Heilochas Eivore Tomid Ktoni. We're speaking about from the Heilocha of the Eivore Tomid and further. So that's Tes, Lechoshiv Avoidis Adam. Vidishun Shahoyo Lifneze, that's Bemison that comes out to 13, you have four more. He's not speaking about that. Ushnayim biyodom beiz bozikhe levoine. So it says in Shabbos there were 9 plus 2, there were 11. But al kaponim we see that by the Tomid Shol Shachar there already was a pious for the beiz bozikhe levoine. So Tosfos, Hai Tanis Ova, Bozichin, Koidmen Lomosofim. We had in Perik Tomet Nishchat as a Machlokes Tanoim. If the Mozichin are Koidmen Lomosofim, or the Mosofim Koidmen Lomosofim. And we say in the Siddur that Mosofim Koidmen Lomosofim, that's what we say in Abaya Mesada, Mosofim Koidmen Lomosofim. But the Tane of our Mishnah holds the Bezichim were before the Mesofim. The I have Musofim Koidmin Levozichim. If the Mesofim were before the Bezichim, the have Shaychi Midi Bozichim Lemili the Payesheni. The Payesheni had to do with the Tomit. And we'll see later that the Bemison is this, the Mishmar Hanichnas. They had the Avodah of the Bezichin. So that was by the Tomid Shol Bein Arbayim. And he was speaking about the Tomid Shol Shachar. So Al Kochoch, the Tana of our Mishnah holds that the Bezichin were before the Mesofim. Ubi Gemore Choshiv Lei Bahadi Mili the Pious Hasheni. The Ktoni Pa'omim Shisha also. So this is the Pious Hasheni. The Pious Hasheni is 13, and then we made the Bezichim. Va'oit, now the Taisis says, Klo, the Laman the Omar Musofin Koidmin Le Bezichim. If the Musofin before the Bezichim, Mishmar Hayoitze. So they used to change the Mishmaris in Shabbos. Is Mishmar HaYoytze Makriv Tomid Shol Shachar, and that was the Pious Hasheni on that, Mishmar HaNichnas Makter Bozichim Kedemucher Besoif Acholo. Vim Kain, so Einen Yomen Le Tomid Shol Shachar Klu, so it had nothing to do with the Tomid Shol Shachar, Vaker to Kahanim by the Tomid Shol Shachar, it had no Shachar at all with the Bozichim. Vein Yechoyim Liyoyz Bepayis Hasheni Klal. That's if you hold Musafim Koid Mele Bezichin. Avol Aman, the Oma Bezichin Koid Mele Musafim. Osi Shapir. So then, the Bezichin tak ahead with the Tomit Shol Shachar. The Avol Gav, the Tomit Korev B'Shachis, U Bezichin B'Chomech. The Gemara says in Tomit Nishchat that the Bezichin were B'Chomech. Kiluch B'Reish Tomit Nishchat. Mishum... So, Mishum, the Hava Bezichim, the Pais Hasheni, even though it was later than the Tomid, Choshev Lu Betomid Shol Shachar, that's why it goes, since it wasn't that pious, so Memele, it has a Shaykh, it's with the Tomid Shol Shachar. But Oid, and the Tais says more than that, not because it wasn't the Pais Hasheni. Kinire, I would think, Shemutala Soysim La'alta, Shachris Acher HaTomid. You don't have to wait till the Shoch HaMishis to be Makted the Bezichim. Dolakamon beperek hamemune mashme shehoyolam liyos bein chavitim lenesachim. That theoretically the bazichin should have been between the chavitim and the nesachim. Mishum de gamrinin chuka chuka michavitim. So it should be right after the chavitim. Ilav dechsiv bayoyim bayoyim laacha. But there's another limut that it says bayoyim bayoyim laacha. So when ma'acha, the bazichin more than it should have been. That means, als the gzeirishav of chukke chukke, it should be right after the chavitim, before the nesachim. Now we have a limud yoyim yoyim, so a ma'achet after the nesachim. Bahani lahagdim nesachim lebazichim. So the b'yoyim b'yoyim helps that the nesachim are also before the bazichim. But the nesachim, that was the nesachim of the tomid shel shachar. Almes somos le nesachim la'alta muta la'asoysim kaidem chomish. He allowed to bring the bezichim right after you finish with the niskei hatomid. You could bring the bezichim right away. So memele, so atake, it goes together with the tomid shel shachar. V'hod amrinen bezichim b'chomish. That what it says bezichim b'chomish. Haynu shlo yisak v'yoy. So this is the latest zman. Avolachatchila yochel lakrivam shachis acher niskei tomid. Aber chatchile, one can be makriv, shachis achanis ketomit. V'chein musafin, b'sheish, tamrine betomit nishchat. Now also, that what it says in the Gemara, that the musafin were b'sheish, in nire leforsh lechatchile in la'ak from yois, it should be at least by sheish, aber kain mchein mutan lakrim lechatchile, it could also be earlier. Midematzline in sloise, the musfi betlasho ikam ais lechatchile. One lechatchila can be mispalo the mitzvahs musaf the first shalish shoyish shalayim. So baistachayis that's also a zman of akrovas hamusaf. So memela so Taisvis has two mahalchim why the bazichin was in the pious hasheni. Either was good could have been right after the tamid of yod bazichim kaidlam musafin or I feel not but since it was. In the Pais Hasheni, that's why the Bezichim come in. So the Tais Hashanim Vaita, Vim Taima, Lama Hoyu Oisin Oison Bepais Hasheni. Frektach, it's the Tais Vesakashe, Lemaise, why was the Bezichim, the Haktoras Bezichim, why was this Bepais Hasheni? Given shahoyu acher haktores eivori atomit, shahoyu baboike. This is after the haktore of the eivorim. Vabezichin acherkach, and the bezichin were afterwards. Afilu lemandi omar bezichin koidme lemusofen, kidamash melekamon beperik hamemune. So lechayre Taisvis kasha is Tais asking Amir the kikash. Lechayre the we had in our Mishnah not like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that the fourth pious was mimale mikevesh lemizbeach. That was the fourth pious. So the fourth pious is speaking about the haktore of the evorei hatomid mimale mikevesh lemizbeach. That was the fourth pious. The Haktoris HaBozichin was after this. So why did they stick the Haktoras HaBozichin in the second pious? Taisa says it, Shaykh, but Al-Kopone, it was after the Haktoris Eivori Atomid, that's for sure. And the Haktor of the Eivori Atomid was the fourth pious. So why did they make the pious of the Bozichin the second pious? The Kasha is a Meir Dike Kasha. Now, and Bemison, that's Taisus Arosh when he asks this kasha, so he's Moisev. V'im oisai payis arevia yiroi lohofis aleim. The fourth payis was the payis of mimala mikevish lemizbeach, so the fourth payis was about who's gonna make the haktorim. Of the evorei atomit, on that payis stick in the bazichin which was afterwards. Now, what does the Tosfos Yeshanim answer? Yeshleima shekol in yonei haktores v'alois have bepayis echod. That all in yonei haktores v'alois have bepayis echod. So it's very unclear what Tosfos is saying. That what called in Yoni Aktoris Vavlois? The Aktoris, the Ktoris wasn't the Pais Ashlishi, the Mimala, Ivorim Lakevish was the Pais Haravi. I don't understand what Taisus is saying. The Taisus HaRosh says a different teretz. The Taisus HaRosh says, Lafisha Harbe Mine Avoidis Hoyu Mephaisim Bepais Hashaini. The Pais Hashaini was different types of avodas. The dishim is bechapnimi. The dishim amen noire. The shchita. There were so many things. Is ifisri moim gamala bazichin. That means the pious hasheni was a pious that was koilu many different avodas. So memele. So he's talking the bazichin also, which is another type of. Then what he is gamichel lahakta bazichin shachis because the pirush rabbein is also unclear. If the kasha was to stick it into the pious harevi. So it could be Shachis, but it's after the Avorim of the Tamid Shel Shacha. So it's unclear. The Kash is Amayi Kash, it's unclear what the Tosfos Yeshanim answers. Shnei Bozichei Levoine. So we say on Shabbos, there were Shnei Bozichei Levoine. Faktach Tosfos, Mi Hoya HaZoiche Ben, who was Zoiche in the Bozichei Levoine? Yeshleima oisoi sha'acha achain shemelichei eivorim lekevish. So the next one, we had here the five melichim, and then, so then we had those who were afterwards. They were zeiche to the shnei bazichim. Ach misavke lerabbeinu b'musav shel Shabbos. Now, what was the musaf shel Shabbos? Im hoya oisim payosois. Did they make a special pious for the musaf? Oy oisom shel shachas hoya oisim ze achaze. Or the those who won the pious of shachas, they did the musaf. Or maybe there was a special pious. Leitikshi, now how could I say there was a special pious? Dimkein efishi luhu payosis. So I say there was more than four payosis. So Taisha says that's no problem. The Dalit Payos is the Masnisen Bechol Yoy Mayri. That number of four is only speaking about the Bechol. Avo Bishabbos Iker Tvei. The Zichu were more than four Payos. Kedemrin Leel. Echshem She Mefisim Lo Shachas Kamechach Mefisim Bein Abayim. The Mayri Bishabbos. The Zichu was another Payos Shabbos because the Mishmer HaNichnas. The Tamid Shel Bein Abayim was those different Kahanim. That was the Mishmer HaNichnas and the Mishmer HaYaitzeh that the Tamid Shel Shachar. So Kocher there was five Payoses. Mel could be there was more also. So it could be in the Musaf there was more also. There was a special Pious for the Musaf.
Vafilu im timtze loima she'ein Pious le'Musaf. Afilu you'll say there wasn't a pious lemusif, leitikshi, but this is mesupik. Mahodis nan lochayre. There's a mishnah in sukkah that says bishmini by shmini atzeres choizren lefayis kiberegolim. By the musif there was the choizren lefayis. So the place was alme aklo mefisin ala musif. So Tosfos says, no, it's not right from that Mishnah. The Nehede Mephisen Kulu HaMishmores Eze Mishmar Yavid. Pshat in that Mishnah is that which Mishmar should do the Avoide, there was a pious on that. Mikol Mokim. Efshar the Mishmar, this is a better Gilsa, Efshar the Mishmar Shezochu Bemusab. Could be the Mishnah speaking that there was a pious which Mishma will do the Musaf, but the Etzem Avodas HaMusaf, there was no special pious. ושניים ביודם בייז גזרי עצם. By the Tomid shall bein abayim, there were two kehanim. Avo shall shachris. What about, why doesn't it speak about the beis gizrei eitzim shall shachris? Like a choshev, shehein hoyu bapayos, this was by the first payish, shall krus hagever im trumas adashin, kedamor alal, mishu zocha, but trumas adashin, he was zoicha to the atzei merochen, the shnei gizrei eitzim. Urigamuhu ha'om be'esrei geyim. The Gemara brought a raya. Why did the Raisa have to tell us that he was stoned with Eschoigim? So it's coming to tell us that what? That it was Nazman, that Nisuch HaMayim is in Nazman when there's Eschoigim around. Alma hoya Nisuch betomit shoshach. Like the Chtoishkis v'afal pi sha'anshe Yerushalayim hoya noitlim Kol hayoyim esregeyim bideyim. So the Taisvis Shonim asked, that's not telling us anything. They were esregeyim in the base Amigdash a whole day. Because the Anshe Yerushalayim used to hold their esregeyim the whole day. So Memele, so where do you see, so it's not telling us anything. Why is it mentioning esregeyim? To tell us that he was stoned in Azman with his Esraigim. That doesn't mean anything, because there's Esraigim the whole day. The Rishash wants to for the Taisus Shishonim's Kasha, it says like this, it says, Anshe Yerushalayim. Rashi brings down in Chumash, Anoshim is Tzadikim. Anshe, that's a very Bechubedik title. Not everyone held the Esraig the whole day. But the Hoibin mentioned, Anshe Yerushalayim, they were hainaitam kol yem esregeim biyideim. But here it says, urgamuhu kol ha'om. It doesn't say kol anshe, kol anoshim. It says kol ha'om. Kol ha'om, that means afilo nishte da hoibene mention. So al kochach, their esregeim was only there by shachas. That's al kaponim what, Roshashman sefem for the Taisi Shishonim's kashe. Abalatu the Taisi Shishonim says, mistama loihoyu ba'azore, Bishor Shetomit Shalben Abayim Korev Shloihoyo Zman Tfilim. So Taishvish Shonim means to say like this. The Anshe Yerushalayim could be they held the Dalad Minim the whole day, but they weren't in the Azore Bishas Ba'akrobis HaTomit Shalben Abayim. They were in the Azore by Zman Tfilis Minche. They David Minche could be in the Azore, and then they had the Esroigim, but that was before. This man tefillah was before, that's how the Sikh Yitzchak says, this man tefillah was before the Akrov of the Tomid Shabbein Abayim. When it came to be Makim, the Tomid Shabbein Abayim, they weren't there. They were doing something else already, but they weren't there. So al Kaponim, there wasn't Esroigim in the Azore then. So al Kochoch, that's the Raisa, so mentioned Esroigim to tell us that the Nisr Chamayim is Beshachis. Im einoi inyin le tomit shol shacha. The Gemara says that we learn that v'olchu. V'olchu is going on the shnei gziri eitzim for the tomit shabayin abayin. Im toima haikro lav v'tomit shol shacha ksiv, ela gabi oilis nadov ksiv, v'parshas v'yikro v'ben abokas, v'chlau not speaking about the tomit. Speaking about that's not the oilis of tomit. That's a better gilse. That Rabbi Lozo says this pasuk is speaking about by the Tomid. So Mamela, so it's very good the Gemara. Im einoi inyan le Tomid shel shachar, so it's coming to the Tomid shel bein abayim. Now we have here we had a machlokes Rashi and Taisvis in the gilse. We have the Baraisa said that there are 17 kehanim. So the Gemara says, the loy kerabi lezer ben Yaakov, the loy kerabi Yudah. This is Taisvis Gilsa, Barach's Gilsa. Hochi garsinan besforum. Ve'yiksha akuntres. So Rashi had asked, Neide shamine leil rabi Yehudah, ein payis lemachto, ein ochanami. Rabi Yehudah holds ein payis lemachto. Aber ma in yonah le tomit. how does the machte come into the tamid? Man yana le tamid. Here, Malak of Yehuda, but we come to Sarayin in the tamid. The machte has with the ketores. But oi, imani machte, besavel adolaik Rabbi Yehuda, lech sheib nami ketores, so let's rechen ois the ketores. And if ishilo, so we have more than 17. We have the Ketores also. If you're bringing in the Machte, so bring in the Ketores also. But I'd give in the money Machte, the money name Hilachas Eivorim, Mikavish Lemizbech, Mkei Nefishilu, Mi Yudzayim. So we have more than Yudzayim. That is according to Rashi's pshat that we have that speaking about Shabbos and Sukkot and the ganze geshef, so then we'll hear more than Yudzayim. Well, that was Rashi's kasha. Well, perish akuntres the goros elok Rabbi Yehuda kasha ki malon lahaske klal Rabbi Yehuda. Taisus asks that the ike vote is we have 16. We have 13, and then the Shnei Bozichen, and then the Tzleiche Shalmayim. So they say, the like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, why do you have to mention Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds the like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is fine, but the Iker is the like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. But oi teimo, shechoyshev kan leperish hakontris, according to Rashi, what is the 17th koyim? Heilochas eivorim mikavish lemizbeya, shehoye bepayis arevin. So the 17th koyin was the halacha, the like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and that was the halacha sevor mikavish lemizbeach. In fact, this was the monavsher. He be payis sheini choshev lo. If he's only speaking about the payis sheini, lelech shevali lemizbeach, that was in the payis revi'i. He say the tomit kochoshev. If he's not speaking about the payosis, he's speaking about the Seder Atomet. He's starting off with 13. 13, in the 13, we have already Dishim Ezbech Apnimi Vamanoira. That's part of the 13. So, Mamon of Shechfekt of Taisus. Are you speaking about the Pious Hashani? So then don't speak about the Halom Mikavish Lamizbech, which was the Pious Arabi. If you're speaking about the Hakrovis Atomet, and everything which is nichlal in the Talmud, so don't speak about mizbeach, dishim mizbeach apnim mivam anoyra. Va'oitein. And now Taisus has another kasha. Now, we had mentioned from Rashi Vaistachois that the 17th koyim was the one that was male mikavish lamizbeach. So we said, Rashi is saying a big chiddush, that even though we needed 5 kaihanim alone to be mala the eivorim to the kevish, but the halor of the kevish to the mizbeach, you had one more koi. So tachtais was, it's not true. Vaitaim the mashme b'mishnah the tomid shaharbe kaihanim hoyu malim eivorim kevish mizbeach. A lot of kaihanim. This nan, we'll see 6 kaihanim. This nan, bisman, there's a mishnah in tomid that says as follows. Bisman she kohen gadol roitze lahakriv orishin. When the Kohen Gadol wanted to be maktir, he wanted to be maktir the Tomid. So Memele, so it was as follows. And they made a very pious for me malam mikavish lamizbeach. And yet kahanim that won the pious. And now the Kohen Gadol steps in and says, Rabbi Sein Shulzik, I want to be maktir the Tomid. So it says as follows. Bizman she Kohen Gadol reitza lahakiv orishin. Is maybe loy horosh v'horegel. So they brought to the Kohen Gadol the rosh v'horegel. The soimech alayim. Now this was a pesayiches. The Kohen Gadol is going to be makter. So he made a smicha on the rosh v'horegel. A very interesting pu'ula. This was machshiv di avoide. The Kohen Gadol was soimech on the rosh v'horegel. V'zorkan. And he threw it on the Mizbeach. Then Hasheni, the second one, who was supposed to bring up the other Ivorim, so he gave it to the first one gave it to the Kohen Gadol, then Ashlishi. It says a whole Seder of people who theoretically should have been made the Haktorim in Hakevish Mizbeach, so they gave it to the Rishon gave it to the Kohen Gadol. Al Kapon of Eistes, there was a multitude of people over here. According to Rashi, there's only one person who's supposed to be Malam Hakevish Mizbeach. Vaydem Rina Lekamon had left on Shisha Mashmet Dalom Hakevish Mizbeach Hayri. Vaydem Domrina Lael, Taime de Male Acher Evorim Lemizbech, the whole reason that they split it, according to the Chilkim and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Mishum Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. They wanted to split first, but they were Male Evorim to the Kevish, and then as Beroiv Am Hadras Melech, they left it Bechatzi Yakevish, and then others went. The Ein Mala Ella Echad, if the whole Geschäft was one more person, we had now one more person, Ein Zeh Hadras Melech. So this is the Hadras Melech, one more person you added on. That's a Beroivam Ella Toivoyesh, Yal El Rishainim. Those who brought it up to the Kevish, they should bring it up further. Al Kain, so therefore, Rashi Pshat, the Taisha Shonim disagrees with. Al, this Nekude, first of all, is he speaking about the pious Hashem? Is he speaking about the Tomet? However he's speaking about, it doesn't shnim. And number two, this Chiddush that Rashi holds that there was only one person that was Malam Mikevish L'mizbech, Taisus also doesn't hold from this. Al Kain Nire Keperish Rabbeinu Chananel, Shemiyashiv Girsus Asvorim, Deloi Kerab Elazar Ben Yaakov, or Deloi Kerab Yehuda. But this is a new pshat. This is not Taisus pshat. This is a new pshat. Va'ochi perushe, pa'omim sha'ata moitze bepayis hasheni yud gimel. We're speaking about payosis. Payis hasheni. Not like payosis is speaking about all the payosis. We're speaking about payis hasheni. Hanuch yud gimel de masnissen. Shekulam bechlau payis hasheni. Va'ho desanye pa'omim yud zayim. Now the Baraisa says, you know, sometimes in the payis hasheni there was yud zayim. Ahi bereise moisefes koyin echod bemachte. That this 17th koyin was the machte. This was in the pious Hashani. Vahai tane the loike Rabbi Yehuda, the loike Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The loike Rabbi Yehuda shoye oime loihoye pious lemachte. So we are speaking about the 17th. Koyin on the Pious Hasheni was the Koyin that brought up the Machta. That's what we're speaking about. We're not only speaking about the Pious Hasheni. Now, and we're not speaking about the Halo Mikevish Lemizbech, because that was more than one Koyin. That was a whole bunch of Kahanim. We're speaking about the Pious Hasheni, and we're adding one more Koyin. And this one more Koyin is a Koyin who, there was a pious for him to bring up the Machta. Vahai Tane, this Tane, that holds, that in the pious Hasheni, there was a pious for the Machta, the Loike Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that was a pious at all for the Machta. But the Loike Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Loike Rabbi Yehuda, show you a pious for the Machta. Rabbi Yehuda told him there wasn't a pious at all for the Machta. The Koyin Shazocha Bekteiris Em Lazushim Eischemi Bemachta. Teirish. Pious Shal Machta Lehoi Bepayish Sheini. Mimoylech HaMachta Ela Bepayish Shal Teiris Em Ezakim Bemachta Lezeh Sheimai. Umimoylech HaMachta Edei Pious HaKteiris. Ubarais Ezus Virelo Shoi Mephisim Bepayish Sheini Mimoylech HaMachta. This Baraisa holds that there was one more Koyin in the Pais Hasheni, and that was the one who's going to bring the Machta. Udaloike Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, da behedye mekmina lai Baraisa Machta bechlal Pais Hasheni. We are saying that the Pais of the Machta wasn't the Pais Hasheni. The Iyu Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, buki Pais la Machta befneyatra, that was the fourth Pais. So memele, that anup shot in our Baraisa. A subshan de bereises, we are speaking about the pious Hasheni. The pious Hasheni only. In the pious Hasheni, this one Tanda that holds there were 17 in the Pious Hasheni, he holds that the 17th Pious was on the Machta. Chemeforish b'tesefte, shemeforish eila yidgimel, v'yudalit, b'tesvav, v'yudvav, v'yudzayim, b'chlal Pious Hasheni. We're speaking about the Pious Hasheni. V'im taima, v'ektach taisvis, good, it stims, abo lomatei Pious l'machta b'Pious Hasheni. Why was there a pious for the machta b'pious sheni? V'loitei b'chla pious akteiris. What does the machta v'shaiches with the pious sheni? The pious sheni is with the tamid, and then the shvizbech p'timi also. But al kaponim, the machta zicha has with the akteiris. The akteiris was the third pious. So why did they make the pious of the machta the second pious? The yeshloim is a very interesting teretz. The sabar haitane, the machte loy ma'asher. That the machte was not ma'asher. Utrichen lof is alech hadoshim v'yishonim. So on the machte you didn't need that there should be only hadoshim, because it wasn't ma'asher. V'tzorich lekoiva b'payish shekulam ha'yishonim boy. So they had to find a payish to ma'yishonim boy. Lekachave b'payish sheni, sefakel. So before the k'toyres, which was davke hadoshim, so they wanted to take care of the machta ready, which was chadoshim gam yeshonim. So memeila, they stuck it into the pious hasheni. V'ho dechoshev v'yirishalmi, boruch Hashem cheiloi b'k'toyres, apoyol yodav tirtze b'machta. So vaystoi said it was mashe, haitanis over the machta mashe. He holds the machta was mashe. Zot the Mishne weiter. Ayo korev, we heard that Atler was 9 and Ayul was 11. Aboso bachamisha. Now we have 5. Akirvayim vahasoiles vahayayim bishnayim shnayim. So memele, these, there were 2 for each one. So memele, so came out, taste is, so 5 and 6 is 11. Par, korev, and now, let's just make one thing straight. We'll say over soon akashi from the Sfas Emes. The niske hayayin of Atlem is a revi'e sahin yayin. The niske hayayin of an ayol is shlishi sahin. So, we can understand, doshteit v'hayayin b'shnayim. Chveis, it's, revi'isahin was 1 koin, ashlishisahin were 2 kahan. Fine. Let's go a little further. Par, korev be'esrim v'arbo. Akrovus par was 24. Horoish v'horegel, horoish be'echot, v'horegel b'shnayim. This is the regel yamin. Regel b'shnayim, the Rabbeinu Yochim says sheyesh boichuye, that connected mistama the 2 chalokim of the regel. Bein tzorach lishboyer esa etzem, they just separated mistama one from the other. So there were 2 by the regel yamin. Ha'oikets v'ha'regel, ha'oikets b'shnayim, v'regel b'shnayim, the regel smel was also b'shnayim. Hechose v'ha'geira, achose b'echot, v'ha'geira b'shloisha. The geira was b'shloisha by a par, so the Ben Yochim says the covered one head, and the lave a second kind head, and the reya a third kind head. That was attached to the geira. V'ha'geira b'shloisha. Shtei yodayim b'shnayim, that each one had a yad. Shtei defonis b'shnayim. Hakirvayim v'ha'soiles v'ha'yayin b'shloisha shloisha. And here, there was 3 for the kirbayim, 3 for the seilas of the minche, and 3 for the yain, for the nesochim. So here the Sfas Emes asks Akasha, he doesn't understand the mathematical cheshbon. The niske hayayin of a par was a chatzi yahin. An ayil is a shlishi sehin, a tle is a revi'e sehin. So he says, if a revi'e sehin was 1 koyin, Shlishi Shehin was Tukahan Memeila. But a Chatzi Yahin also should be good to Kahanim. If a Rabbi is a good one, so a Chatzi Yahin should be good too. Why did you need here three kaihanim by the niske hayayin of the po. That's the muchetzich as far as emes with his kasha. Vayayin b'shloisha shloisha. B'meh dvorim amurim b'kol bonis sibo. Avo b'kol b'samemele, then there's these amount of kahanim. Avo b'kol b'm yochid im rotza lahakriv makriv. If one kohen wants to do everything without a pious, he could also do. Have shaitan v'nituchon shal eilu v'eilu shodin. The hefshit and nituach sayev a kolben yochid and sayev a kolben tzibo are shoven it could be done a yidei azol. Haboso bachmisho kekebes atomit asoylesh shnei yisroinim hoyo b'shnei kehanim. Med omun de bin kolani kehanim l'chol b'ayimu bin payis that is davke by kolben tzibo b'kolben yochid im rotzo lahakrit koyin yochid esakul ubeloi payis he can do it. Shaykh and Nituchan shall see Bob Shayoch, it shovenly is Ksheir and Bezor, Bohochim, Meporish, Bigmor. Dagos Marilanda brings a Rashi and a Bezam at Bez that says that there was a pious for Kolben Yochid also, so he wants to explain that it could be as follows. If the Bala Kolben wanted to choose this coin, then there was no pious. He could do everything himself. If the Bala Kolben did not choose which coin Badaki want, then there was a pious for Kolben Yochid also. Let us see Taisus. Parkor b'chol dalet ha-roish v'ha-regel. Koshali. Da-hochil lo-i-choshiv lo-i-kederech iluchoy v'lo-i-kederech nituchoy v'lo-i-kederech iluyoy v'lo-i-kederech hev-sheitoy. The seder of the Ebori Apol it's on a cheshbim. V'eini yedeya eze seder tofas lo-i v'nirali mishumdem miboy le-le misni ha-roish v'ha-regel b'reish. He has to start off with ha-roish v'ha-regel. He started off with Tarosh. Uptani bu haregel b'shnayim. So he's saying a chiddush, that even though we learned till now the regel was be'echot, by a por it was b'shnayim. So since he's speaking about the shnayim already, is nokat nami a regel shall smil b'shnayim. Not only the regel yamin was shnayim, the regel smils also shnayim. Uptani ha'oikitz b'hadei. So he says the oikitz is b'hagdamei, mishum debereishen nami gabit letani nabadi adodi loikitz. The regal smile, it says the oikets the regal smile, so memele, so they were shnaim shnaim. We keep in the tone of lahanet le sagile bechad koyim. Tone nami ha geire shu be gimel. So he wants to say that the geire was the vikan. We keep in the boy le misna geire, tone bade ha choze. Back to me, keche the tone gabit le. But the tone hanech, the less lo chol chad vechad el lechad koyim, tone le besidur dereshe, beis yodois, beis defonois.